This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. The question of how to improve Michigan's $2.4 billion mental health care system has been on the front burner for the better part of a year. The latest twist came when Michigan's 11 Medicaid health plans called on state policymakers to give them a greater say in controlling the system. But it was concern over this very action of moving control of mental health services out of the public's hands and turning it over to for-profit insurance companies that sparked the year-long dialogue in the first place. The move blindsided those who were working on a proposal they thought everyone had agreed upon, including the health plans. Among them is Kevin Fisher, the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Michigan. He recently spoke with Cindy.
So this Section 298 work group has been working for months and months. Just to give us a sense of history, remind us of what the Section 298 group has been doing this past year and what the task was.
So when the governor proposed about this time last year that we should take the state's $2.4 billion mental health budget and give it to the health plans, it caused quite an uproar. And from that, the lieutenant governor stepped in and formed the 298 work group. The original group was about 120, 124 people. We met four or five times this past summer and came to the conclusion that that people wanted to keep the public mental health system public. And we got that from the people, not the advocates, not from the community mental health associations. It was the people who actually utilized the services made it very clear that they wanted their mental, intellectual, behavioral health services to continue to come from a public forum. After the 120-plus group was disbanded, some of us stayed on as the work group moving forward. And so I've been a part of a group that included representatives from the health plans. Rick Murdoch has been at the table.
And he is the recently retired director.
Yes, the recently retired director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans. Bob Sheehan from the Association of Community Mental Health Boards, a number of us advocates and members of the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as some others, stakeholders. And we were tasked with coming up with policy recommendations for the legislature and then pilots and other forms of what the mental health system could look like going forward. Now, originally, the legislature gave us a deadline of January 15th to provide them with not only the policy recommendations, but actually plans and potential pilots and those kinds of things.
So here's what we think we should do and here's how we think we can do it.
Exactly. Yeah. But over the course of the summer, we held a number of affinity group meetings. And the affinity group meetings were more or less like town hall meetings where the public had the opportunity to come in and voice their opinion on what they wanted the mental health system to look like. And overwhelmingly, they told us we want it to remain a public system and we want the system built from the ground up. Integration does not happen from the top down. It happens from the ground up. And again, this is not the Department of Mental Health talking. Mm-hmm. This is not the Community Mental Health Boards Association talking. This is not the advocates. These are the consumers, the people who actually utilize the services said, this is what we want. So for the health plans to do this, what I will call an end around, and try to go directly to the legislature is very disappointing.
And last month, the work group issued a draft report with the recommendations. What were the highlights of those, Kevin?
One of the first highlights was the system would remain public. The second was we were going to build it from the ground up. Person-centered planning was going to be key. And that we were going to – the legislature gave us an extension from January 15 to March 15 – to produce, to explore pilots that have been presented to us and make our recommendation. And Rick Murdoch was at the table. He's very well aware of that. And we all agreed that we were going to stick to the plan. So again, this end around is disappointing.
So let's look at that. So the healthcare providers, as you say, part of the meetings. didn't seem to agree with the conclusions and the next steps of the work group report, and they recently released their own minority report, taking a different approach from the Section 298 group. Here is Dominic Pallone, who's the new head of the Michigan Association of Health Plans. He has succeeded Rick Murdoch, and he's explaining why.
Thus far, the report doesn't give any detail or any suggestions to the legislature on pilot recommendations for alternative financing models. And really, from our opinion, our industry's opinion, that was the task that the legislature asked the work group to do, was to come back and report on different policies and alternative finance models that would better move monies through the system in a more efficient manner, resulting in better coordination of care for these individuals at the end.
So he seems to be concerned with new funding models. What's your response to that?
I think he's always been concerned with funding models. This has always been, give us the $2.4 billion and trust us to build a system of care. And it doesn't work, not in today's environment. Again, specifically because the people who utilize the system have overwhelmingly and repeatedly told us, we want you to build the system from the ground up. We want you to hear us. And true integration does not happen at the top. It doesn't start with funding. It starts at the where you actually deliver services. And I'll say this, in response to his comments, I consider them disingenuous because, again, though the legislature did charge us with coming to them with recommendations for plans and pilots moving forward, the Association of Health Plans is very well aware that that information is not due to the legislature until March 15th.
Now, did you see this coming at all? I mean, they were part of the meetings all through these long months. Did they raise concerns that you tried to address, or was this completely a shock to you?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question to ask. Did they raise concerns in their own way? Yes. Rick made it very clear. The previous president made it very clear that he wanted to attach the Association of Health Plans recommendations as a minority report to the recommendations that the 298 group is due to submit to the legislature. And he was told no.
So they wanted to say, all right, well, the group says this, but by the way, we think that. Can we attach it? And they were told no.
And publicly, they've been told no more than once. They were told no at the original 120-member 298 group. They were told no repeatedly at the affinity group level. But they continue to push their agenda as if they don't hear the voice of the people. And that's my biggest concern. It's as if you're telling the people who utilize the service or who care for people who utilize the service that their voice is not important, that we know what's best for you. And again, give me the money today and trust me to build a system for you tomorrow. And the answer is no.
So what are they doing here by releasing this minority report, in your view? What are they really doing?
I consider it an end around. I think they violated the spirit and the letter of all the work that we've done for the last year. It was known and understood that this 298 group, which they were a part of, would submit its recommendations to the legislature. No one was supposed to go around that system and submit on their own, and they're very well aware of that.
Here's Dominic Pallone's response to the criticism that for-profit companies should not take the lead on mental health services.
We hope we can shape it further as we go forward here with identifying some high-quality pilots that are truly alternative financing models and system delivery models that are different than what's operating today. That can be hopefully proven here in Michigan, as we know they have been proven in other states, but proven here in Michigan to produce better health outcomes for these individuals.
So, Kevin, I think everybody in the Section 298 group, whether you're talking family members or advocates of people with mental illness or physicians or mental health care providers, would agree the system for delivering mental health care in Michigan needs attention. Why is this not the way to go?
Well, I agree that the system needs attention because I'm one of those people who believes in continuous improvement. I've also many times said that I don't look at our current system as broken. I see it as an opportunity to improve it. And I agree that there can be better financing models. But as we've pointed out on many occasions, there are a lot of concerns with oversight, with where the money ends up, with how we are or are not able to reinvest in the system if we take it from a public to a private system. Mm-hmm. And that has been our concern, and that's the concern of the people who utilize the services. And quite frankly, I've not heard from the health plans how they plan to do better. It's easy to say we're going to. It's easy to say we're hopeful that we'll be able to. But again, the pay me now and I'll deliver later system is not acceptable because we can't afford the risk.
Now, the final report is due by March 15th. So how do you see this playing out with these two competing views about the way forward? Is there a way to reconcile this?
I hope there's a way to reconcile. And the only reconciliation that I see is for the Association of Health Plans to participate in the process as we originally agreed to do so. They can submit a proposal to the 298 work group, and the 298 work group will evaluate every proposal, whether it's public or private. We're going to evaluate it. That's the key to completing this process. I don't see another way. And I would call on the legislature and I would call on Michigan citizens to implore the legislature to not consider their report because it's not been legitimately submitted. They circumvented the process and they need to come back to the table and participate in the process as we all agreed that we would.
A lot at stake. I'm thinking of patients, family members, and loved ones who really don't know what the future might hold for them.
There's a lot of uncertainty. Not only is there uncertainty here in Michigan, but of course, with the new administration in Washington, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, and we don't need this added to the fire. People who utilize these services are scared enough, and we don't need to push them anymore. We need to develop a system that best meets their needs. And if the health plans can build a better mousetrap, then produce the mousetrap. But don't say, give me the money now and trust me to produce it later.
Kevin Fisher is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Michigan. Kevin, as always, thanks for talking with us.
A pleasure to be with you.
And Stateside reached out to Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley, who has been involved in these discussions, for an interview. He declined our request.